Hello and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. Today I had the opportunity to speak to Georgia. She is a kindergarten teacher from Illinois and she is amazing. She also has an Instagram and a Facebook, and she shares that at the end of the podcast. So if you are interested in connecting with her, then please make sure you listen to the end and reach out. It was funny because I've been following her for a short while, and we never knew that we went to the same high school. So it was really fun to be able to figure that out and connect virtually. And then once we started connecting and we realized that we both went to the same high school, we decided to do this podcast. And it was really cool to be able to speak to her and get to know more about her excitement for teaching and the passion that she has. We also discussed e-learning and the change that our country is going through right now with that. But it was a joy to talk to her, and I really hope that you enjoy this episode. Thank you for listening. To start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Georgia. I have been in elementary education now as a teacher for 8 years. I've taught fourth grade, third grade, and now I've been in kindergarten for the last 5 years, which I love. I have a master's in curriculum and instruction, and I have an endorsement in ESL, which is English as a second language.
That's awesome. I got my endorsement also in college, so I related to that when you wrote about that.
Oh, that's awesome. I personally did it because Greek was my first language, and I learned English after. So I just thought it would be really cool to, you know, work with kids that went through something similar that I did.
Yeah, and I learned Polish first and then I learned English. So we have that connection as well.
That's awesome. I only know a little bit of Polish. I know like Jakszymasz and Dobrze.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
So one of my favorites is I've had newcomers in the past that spoke no English that were in the silent period. And once they started speaking in class, it literally was probably like the most rewarding moments. And I can think back to like certain kids too that I remember the first time they actually talked to me, I had tears in my eyes because I was just so happy to see how far they've come during the school year. Also, my school, I sent my principal a grant for Enchanted Backpack, and we actually got the grant. An Enchanted Backpack came to our school, and we threw a huge assembly for everyone at Enchanted Backpack. And then I got interviewed for WGN, which was really cool. So that was one of my favorite memories in the last few years.
Yeah, that's awesome. So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
So I was in third and fourth grade for 3 years. And then I remember my principal pulled me to tell me that I was moving to kindergarten and I would be teaching in a blended kindergarten classroom. So it was going to be an all-day co-teach with a special ed teacher. And I remember at first I felt so many different emotions because, one, I've never taught kindergarten and really liked third and fourth grade. And then also knowing that I was going to co-teach with somebody that I didn't know was a very scary thing for me because I was, you know, going through the motions. Were we going to get along? Was it going to be an easy transition? It was an awesome experience. I learned a lot about myself. I learned how to have more patience, which I think is great. And then I learned a lot about differentiating for kids that do have special needs. So going into it, very scary, but it ended up being one of the most rewarding experiences in my educational career.
Yeah, that's great. I love how, like, when those things that are hard, we end up learning so much from, even though, like, at the time, it's so difficult. But then in hindsight, like, you see why that experience shaped you.
Exactly. And, you know, it's moments like that where I feel like you appreciate them so much more after they happen. Because, you know, change in education in general can be scary, you know, moving classrooms, switching grade levels. But I just, you know, you have to take it and, you know, make the best out of it. And it ended up being amazing. And I remember at the end of that year, I was talking with my principal, you know, and he asked me about how I enjoyed kindergarten this school year. And I said, honestly, I love kindergarten. I actually want to stay in kindergarten now. I don't think I want to move back to the upper grades.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Oh my goodness. I have so much. One thing is, you know, I tell people this all the time when I've had like clinical students, but you can't take everything personally. Don't be too hard on yourself. I remember my first few years, I took everything to heart, but I realized that it's okay to make mistakes because those mistakes are what's going to help you grow as an educator. It's not the end of the world. It's just making you better. I also journaled a lot my first few years because I remember when I was in college, my professors always told me it's so important to kind of keep a journal about experiences. And I do like to look back at what I wrote years ago just to see how much I've changed in general. You know, I wrote things that made me laugh in the classroom or any accomplishments I was proud of. And, you know, it just goes to show you how valuable and rewarding our jobs are as educators. And then another thing, make friends with your colleagues because they are going to be your biggest supporters. My coworkers right now are literally, they've become my best friends. They're people I rely on. And, you know, I know that they're going to support me no matter what. And that truly makes such a huge difference. And I couldn't imagine working without them and being so close.
Yeah, and I love what you said about, like, not taking things personally and not being hard on yourself. Because I think when you start out, you feel like there's a lot of pressure to do your job right. And I think when you're new, you definitely put that pressure, like, on yourself. For even if you make the smallest mistake, like there's things that you feel like you should be perfect at, and when you think back, like I laugh in my first year also, and I'm only in my second year, but I think there's so many things that change every year, and especially now with e-learning, like we got everything's different, so it's important to adjust and be flexible. And I like what you wrote about journaling because I also keep a blog where I write like about my experience and what I've been through, and it helps when I look back on that and realizing like how much I've grown and what I still want to work on.
Exactly. And I think that's great. You know, the journaling too, it shows you how much education changes year after year. Kind of like you said, you know, with e-learning right now, I mean, this came out of left field. I don't think anyone really assumed that this would be happening in our country right now. But it also goes to show you how flexible we are as educators to, you know, move all of our curriculum online in such a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know what school district you're in, but our district originally wasn't an e-learning district. We were going to roll that out in the future.
So how can people get in contact with you?
So I am on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. On Instagram, my handle is Coatsy_Kinders. On Twitter, it is the same thing, so Coatsy_Kinders. And then on Facebook, I have a page, and it's just Coatsy Kinders, no underscore.
Perfect. I love connecting with you. I know it was so funny because we didn't realize that we went to the same high school.
I know. I was so excited.
So that's awesome. And then having that connection with ESL, I thought that was cool too. When I was reading over, I'm like, oh, we have more connections than we thought. So I'm excited to release this.